let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. We're doing Breaking Bad News. It's a terrible thing to do. It's good once you get it off your chest, but actually breaking the bad news itself is tough.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
You just want to drink yourself to sleep.
Some people, yeah. That's what Bobby's going to be doing. Not drinking himself, but breaking bad news this morning. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, thanks for calling our show and being on Breaking Bad News. Obviously, it's something bad because that's what we're doing here. Who are you going to be breaking bad news to?
My husband, Eric.
Okay. So you and Eric, how long have you guys been together?
2 years.
Okay.
Two years recently.
That's a long time. So what are you going to tell your husband here today?
Oh, my God. He left for work this morning and he forgot his phone, which he never, ever does because that thing is glued to his hand. as soon as they come out with those with contacts that you can put in your eyes that work as your phone, that's what he's going to be doing. He's going to see me sitting there cross-eyed the entire time.
But you love him for better or for worse.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Exactly. So I couldn't believe that he left his phone behind, and I was curious. So I went to go look at his phone, and he has a little password protected on it. So I tried our anniversary, and then my birthday and then his birthday, and it didn't work. And the thing is, now you can program with your phones. If you try a certain number of times, it deletes all the data.
Yeah. You only have so many times. And then that last time, you're just so careful, like, oh my gosh, I better do it right or I lose everything. So don't tell me that you tried it so many times, you locked his phone up.
I didn't realize that he had that setting on his phone. Like he's a spy or something.
Oh,
or
no.
The NSA. There's like critical national data on there that he has setting. And it's just.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe he updated it, and I don't know if I should like wait and be like, oh wow, that's weird. Maybe it just crashed. Did you update it, honey?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if he's that much of a techie, he's going to know. That's probably not.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, first of all, what I mean, you've been with Eric for 2 years here. Mm-hmm. Why did you want to snoop in his phone? Do you snoop a lot? Is that something you do, or is this just like a one-time thing?
No. You know, I got in trouble a long time, like in high school once for reading a friend's journal. So I'm hesitant to do it, but you know, lately I'm more of a homebody, and lately he's been going out a lot. So,
okay. Oh yeah. Right. So you're like, what's going on?
I was just curious. It was just like a momentary, you know, kind of like, you know, and then you enter it, you know, the code the first time, you're like, oh, that's weird. That doesn't work. And then you keep trying it. So it's almost like I was more OCD about like cracking the code than I was even about
trying to,
what was on the phone.
Because maybe nothing's in there and you might've ruined his phone by for no reason. To be clear, though, this is actually happening right now as this is transmitting from my voice. You're doing this right now.
Yeah.
We've never had a live
thing.
Okay.
No.
Well, you know what? So you're sure. And what? So you're going to call Eric and tell him that you ruined his phone or you're looking through it. What are you going to tell him? Are you going to try to lie? You're not sure what you're going to tell him?
I'm not sure yet.
You're cheating.
Sure.
And now I just ruined your
sure
entire social life.
It's like it depends on the level of damage done.
Right.
Because you could have it completely synced. You know, I'm terrible with that. I have about 1,500 photos on my phone that I could lose at any moment.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you got to go to the cloud, man. All right, Bobby, we got Eric's work number. He's at work right now, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to call him on his work phone because obviously he doesn't have a cell phone.
Right.
And you will break the bad news to him right now. So don't be nervous. Here we go.
Hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
Let me guess why you're calling. I forgot my phone.
I know. Yes, you did.
Oh my goodness! I've been lost without it. I'm gonna come.
I know.
Pick up after lunch, okay?
Yeah. Hey, question. I'm thinking of finally syncing my phone, like you always want me to. Because you do it a lot, right? I just plug it. You plug it in, and then it just automatically. Because does yours automatically sync?
Is it sync?
Your information?
You know, I actually haven't synced it for like, I don't think I've synced it for like 2 months because I've had like full storage. And I just keep forgetting to do it, but it's fine. Like nothing's, you know, I'll do it tonight when I get home.
I think you're going to be so mad. You're going to be so mad. when you left your phone on the counter, I was just curious, you know, because, you know, I was like, wanted to see, you know, some pictures because I always ask you to like send me pictures because you forget.
Okay.
And so I tried to get into your phone and I would like tried our anniversary. I tried your birthday. I tried your mom's birthday and my birthday. and it said too many tries because I didn't know you had that setting. And so it says that it's deleted the information to protect the phone.
Bobby, are you kidding me right now?
I'm so sorry.
Bobby, you did not do that.
Mm-mm. I was bored, and you like never bored. Leave your phone. And I was like,
Why didn't you just wait? I could have gotten you the pictures when I came home. Why did you do that? Why did you keep putting in codes?
I didn't know that it was like a final countdown. You know, so like,
oh. Why would you be trying to get onto my phone without just asking me? You could have called me and asked me.
No, I didn't.
Why are you trying to sneak around on my phone? What is? God damn it, Bobby.
I'm not trying to sneak. I was trying to sneak.
You're not trying to sneak. You're trying to sneak onto my phone.
I don't know.
I've never done that before. Bobby, why are you
like never leave your phone, and you're like always on your phone. And I was like,
what, do you think I was like cheating on you or something?
No, I don't know. Oh. No, maybe a little. Everyone's always worried about that. I don't know. It just seemed like an opportunity. I don't know. I don't know if I was even. I wasn't even gonna like go through. If I wanted to go through your emails, I could have just gotten on the computer. You know.
This is a real invasion of privacy, Bobby. This is like a trust thing. Okay.
I know.
Hi. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Yes. Who is this?
Hi, Eric. We're the phone police. No, I'm just kidding. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually on 93.1 Jams radio station.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me, Bobby? What are you doing right now?
So you've heard of
I
us?
I needed help. Yep. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. So we're on a segment. This your is friend. Not funny. We're on a segment, mm-hmm. Eric, called Breaking Bad News. Bobby wanted our help to kind of help break the bed. Although you did a great job by yourself, Bobby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, telling you that he was. You know, I think he did it from a. I don't think he did it in a vicious place. I think he did it from a place of love. He just was wondering, and it got the best of him, and now he might have deleted everything that's in your phone.
No biggie.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Did you have a lot of stuff on there?
I had, like, everything on there. I mean, look, the good news is that, like, I have a cell phone I use only for work that I've saved a lot of that stuff on, but all of my personal pics...
Yeah,
like anything that we've done in the last 2 months, all of my text messages, all of those are going to be gone.
So you did put the setting on there where it just deletes everything.
Yeah, in case some psycho tries to break into my phone,
right.
I was thinking my husband would be the person that does that.
Like a spy.
So like you can't go to like the Apple store or whatever. The people there can't.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what we've done, Eric.
The feds, perhaps.
Sorry, yeah. The feds are good at breaking in iPhones. All right, so what we've done is we've hired the Geek Squad. Basically, there's a few people that specialize in recovery, data recovery. Mm-hmm. We've hired a specialist for you guys. We're going to put you in touch with them. Maybe they can help you. We don't know if they can or not because we're not really sure what exactly is going on with your phone until they see it. But they've agreed to help us out here. So we're going to try to get stuff back for you.
Well, that's very nice of you guys to do that.
Yeah. And
Can you please set up a therapy session for my husband?